Get up out of bed, get up. Get up with Jesse and Jules.
And on 13, 12, 16, where you're right now, we want to know, when have you popped a bone out?
Oh, this is going to be so cringy.
We're talking about when you've broken a bone so badly that it's busted through the skin.
Why are you talking about this morning?
So a bloke in the UFC, his name's Harvey Park, but his fight name is The Fight Bot.
What?
The Fight Bot.
Is he a robot?
Well, I assume that's what it's in reference to, but Fight Bot doesn't sound quite as cool as you might have
thought. No, it makes me think of a bot fly, to be honest.
Anyway, Harvey Park had a win the other day in the UFC, but to get there, he battled through a pretty intense broken bone. He broke the bone in his ring finger,
yeah,
on his right hand,
yeah.
But he still had three rounds to go,
yeah,
and he broke it at the knuckle that is closest to your palm, and it popped out sideways so badly that it busted through the side of his finger, broke the skin.
Ouch.
I can't believe that you would still keep punching.
Yeah, I mean, but when you're in that cage, you know, you don't know what's going through your head. Yeah. Obviously nothing. You're just trying to win, right?
Yeah, so, and he uploaded pictures because the doctors checked him a couple of times during the fight. They sent him on to keep, they said, you can keep going if you want to, and he did. And then there was blood all through his gloves afterwards because obviously it's broken the skin.
Okay.
But it's got me thinking that this must happen to some people.
Has that ever happened to you?
No.
No,
I've broken a few bones, but never so badly that it's snapped and popped through the skin.
I don't have, nothing has ever happened like that to me. However, may have been the cause for my brother's.
Really?
His arm, popped through, near the wrist bit, the arm bone.
Oh.
Yeah, and my fault completely. Again, we were six and seven, right? There was a red-bellied black snake up, down the back behind the shed.
Mm.
And Dad was like, don't go down there, just leave it. It'll come out and I'll get rid of it, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, me and my brother and I were let's go and have a look. So we're on top of the dog house, right, trying to look behind the shed to see this red-bellied black snake. Anyway, my brother was up there and I faked, grabbed his leg.
You're an awful sister.
You know when you go to scare someone you've been latched on?
Yeah. And?
He scared the hell out of him, right? So he's jumped off the doghouse, but in such a panic, he felt like there was a star post that was lying, not standing up, but lying on the ground.
Oh, thank goodness it wasn't
standing up. Yeah, but he landed on his arm, broke his arm, but the star post kind of pierced the skin, which allowed the bone to kind of come straight through. Yeah, oh no, it was terrible. Oh, shocking.
All right, 13, 12, 16 this morning.
Sorry,
if you're an awful sister like Jules, no. 13, 12, 16 this morning, if you've ever broken a bone so badly that it's burst through the skin, you want to hear how it happened.
Jesse and Jules on Hit FM.
Maggie from Bunbury, have you popped a bone out?
Sure have.
Which one?
How'd you do it?
So many questions.
My collarbone and my shoulder blade.
Oh! Wait, all at once or?
Yeah, at once.
What happened?
My head was split from my left ear to my right ear.
Oh!
Maggie!
What did you do?
I was driving my husband to work. He was running late.
Yeah.
We were running late. And I had a black negligee on, of all things.
Oh.
And this car just was running late also, and he just hit me, and my car did a big turnaround, and I hadn't put my seatbelt on like a naughty girl, and the door went flying open, and I went flying one way, and the car went another way, and my nightie got ripped all down, and all my breast was...
Oh,
Maggie!
These guys are standing around gawking at me.
Oh, you poor thing.
Maggie, that's horrific. Oh, my gosh, we wearing undies?
Yes, I'm...
Oh,
I don't believe you with that one.
That was covered. It only went down past my breast.
Oh, jeez. But, let's talk about the bones.
Yeah, I can't... What? Damage. But are you all right now?
I've still had... a couple of reconstructions.
And you always wear a seatbelt now, don't you?
Yes, I do now.
Yes.
There's a good lesson for everybody out there.
Don't go driving in your 90s either.
Yeah, Maggie. All righty, let's go to Kevin now. Kevin, when have you popped a bone out, mate?
It was 13 and a half years ago now.
Yeah.
But, we had our house resheeted with lead tin.
Yeah.
And I was helping the blue cats. I slipped off the roof after it started to rain, and I broke my leg in 10 pieces.
Oh! And how much of it was outside the skin?
A good part of it. It was sticking out both ways.
Was it below the knee or above the knee?
Below the knee.
Oh,
Kevin, what goes through your mind? Because obviously, you know, there's that shock. But when you're looking down at your leg, what is actually going good? What does go through your mind?
Not much at the time because I was in shock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And realistically, at times I come out of shock, I was at the hospital, so right. They put me straight out.
I always find it quite interesting, like, just how it you know, feels to be conscious and to be physically looking at something like that is just a nightmare.
Yeah,
I never actually went out when it happened. I stayed awake because it was about 35 minutes before the ambulance arrived.
Yeah.
But, that was the easy part, the 19 months in hospital that followed it.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you get any pictures, mate?
I did, actually.
Don't you dare send them through. I mean it, Kevin. You just keep those photos in Kalgoorlie.
You've been listening to the Jesse and Jules catch-up on Hit FM.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.